2 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, with all the saints that are in all Achaia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, so that we'll be able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ are abundant in us, so our consolation is also abundant by Christ. And whether we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective in the enduring of the same sufferings that we also suffer, or whether we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steady, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so you'll also be of the consolation. For we don't want you to be ignorant, brothers, of our trouble that came to us in Asia, such that we were pressed beyond limit, above strength, such that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, so we wouldn't trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. You also help in together by prayer for us, so that for the gift given to us by the means of many people, thanks will be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we've had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly toward you. For we write no other things to you than what you read or acknowledge, and I trust you shall acknowledge even until the end. As also you've acknowledged us partly, that we are your rejoicing, just as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. And in this confidence, I was thinking I'd come to you before so you'd have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia to you, and to be brought on my way toward Judea by you. When I therefore was thinking like that, did I kid around? Or the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, so that with me there would be yes, yes, and no, no? But as God is true, our word toward you was not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who we preach to you, that is, by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God by us. Now he that establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given the down payment of the Spirit in our hearts. Also, I call God to let the record show on my soul that to spare you I didn't come yet to Corinth, not because we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand.